Whatever the adventure, there's a BMW engineered to take it on. The X3 delivers a striking design with agile performance. The 100% electric i4, packed with pure electric energy. Or the plug-in hybrid X5, an impressive, versatile SUV granting full control on every journey. Choose what powers your next adventure during the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine. Hurry in for exceptional offers through January 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
Is it just me, or has TV gotten really complicated? I'm either endlessly searching for my favorite shows or subscribing to a dozen different streaming services to make sure I can watch everything I love. And I'm not even saving that much money compared to my old cable bill. Thankfully, Philo has changed all that for me. One service, all the stuff I need. Philo's got current seasons of the shows I can't miss live on networks like Paramount, A&E, MTV, Discovery, and TLC. Classics like The Office, Martin, and Friends that I never get sick of, and all of the incredible originals on AMC Plus, from Mad Men to Orphan Black. Don't forget their library of more than 75,000 movies and shows, all of which I can save and re-watch anytime for a whole year. Never miss a minute of shows like Gypsy Rose, Life After Lockup on Lifetime, Yellowstone, or Fatal Attraction. Best of all, with Philo, you get all this for just $28 a month. No contracts, no hassles. Just one subscription and a world of entertainment. So go to philo.tv and check it out for a free 7-day trial. That's philo.tv to start watching.
Blinds.com Cyber Monday sales event is happening now. Get some of the best deals of the season with up to 50% off site-wide, plus a free professional measure. Avoid the home renovation overwhelm. Swapping out old blinds for custom window coverings delivers big results, and Blinds.com makes it easy and affordable. Skip the long lines or waiting around at home all day just to get a quote. With Blinds.com, shopping online doesn't mean sacrificing quality, style, or service. A Blinds.com design expert can help you make the perfect selection. We can even handle everything from measure to install. Get your whole home installed for one low cost. With over 25 million windows covered, Blinds.com is the number one online retailer of custom window coverings. Shop Blinds.com Cyber Monday sales event today for some of the best deals of the season. Save up to 50% site-wide, plus premium doorbusters and a free professional measure. Up to 50% off at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Ward now is 18 at 22, 218 yards and two touchdowns. Letcher to his left shoulder, off a play fake. Chance Hall in the pocket, whips it out right side. Caught by Fletch, 25.
Come 20, on, Fletch.
He's at the 15. Fletcher to the 10 and down to the 5. Another first down. They'll mark him out officially at the 7. Second down and 10. The ball on the right hash mark. Shadow creeping across, almost over the football. Ward stands in the sunshine and sends Horton to his left side. On a second down and 10 from the Gator 24. Ward looks left, down the middle, fires, got a Restrepo, into the end zone, touchdown! What a throw by Cam Ward to Xavier Restrepo for the touchdown! Another big moment, it's their big moment, Ward and Restrepo for Miami touchdown, 23-10, Miami with 45 seconds to go in the first half in Gainesville.
Those are the two guys that impressed me the most over the weekend. Of course, Cam Ward, 26 for 35, 385 yards, three touchdowns and an interception. And it looked like he and Xavier Restrepo been playing together for years. They really did seem like they were on the same page. Restrepo has seven receptions, 112 yards, and the touchdown that you just heard. Seems like when things kind of got a little sticky, Cam Ward, he went to his number one receiver, Xavier Restrepo. I was very, very happy with the connection that those two guys had. Also, nice little play to Jacoby George for that touchdown.
How do you say his name?
Xavier Restrepo.
Restrepo. And where'd he come from? I know he's been there, but like that game development.
Oh.
Like, yo.
He's got some game.
Yeah. That's a nice little sexy slot receiver.
Yeah.
Braxton Barrios was the last one before him.
I was going to say, you're kind of reminiscent.
Yeah, very, very reminiscent. The question is, how much can he develop? Because I don't think NFL would look at him as... I apologize to everybody. I look at everything from an NFL scope. He is a slot receiver. Mm-hmm. So how much can his game continue to evolve to make him basically NFL ready, because that dude was pretty good.
Yeah,
creates immediate separation, got good quickness. To his trainer trains him apparently.
Oh, okay.
Because he said that nobody works as hard as that young man, and I'm intrigued now.
Yeah, he really did seem like the security blanket for Cam Ward, and he had good separation. He seemed to run really good routes. He seemed to be open. And of course, we've seen it from Xavier Restrepo, but in the past when he hasn't been injured, he's had some injury problems. Of course, who in football doesn't? Speaking of injury problems, were you happy for Cam McCormick getting that first touchdown of the season for the U?
I don't know.
Using the tight end.
Nine-year tight end. I don't know how I feel about that, because
I mean, how does that even happen?
I'm sorry. You shouldn't be going to college for 9 years. I don't care under any circumstance situation. Like, no. Like, he should have a doctorate degree by now.
Yeah, run out of classes to take, but yeah.
Yeah, I mean, I remember when I was a fifth-year senior, and I have no shame about it either.
No.
I had a teacher who I have a valid reason for being a fifth-year senior. One, I took a semester off to do a sports internship at the Palm Beach Post, and that's what sent me a semester behind. And mm-hmm. I was always going to internship during the summer, so I never got to go to summer school, okay? And then I had a teacher who one class was offered a year.
Every other semester. Yeah.
Every other semester. You had to pass a class, and you had to pass it with a B
mm-hmm.
in order to graduate. And this wicked witch, and I'm being very polite.
I understand your frustration.
She felt like she needed to humble me, because there were a lot of exceptions made for me in our school, because I'm sorry, I was working in my field, but when I was going to school, I was covering Florida State. Like, I didn't need to do a lot of things that other peers did because I was already in my field. So they didn't make me jump through all these hoops.
Mm-hmm.
Well, this woman felt like she needed to humble me and gave me a C, which required me to be in school for an extra
year. That's not a semester.
And no, instead of graduating in the fall, which is what I was supposed to do, I had to take her class again in the spring. I took golfing, I took tennis, I took literally three sports. I took cooking, like. I took things that, like, you know, when you run out of classes and you just have to make 12 hours.
Yeah.
I took golf, tennis, and cooking and her class.
How's your golf, tennis, and cooking?
What do you say?
How's your golf game, your tennis game?
I can play tennis. I'm all right with it. That requires practice. I'd rather play racquetball. These knees are not built for quick change of direction, so I don't do it. I'm going to try pickleball, though, but we'll see how that goes. Golf, I cannot play because I do not have that many hours of my life to dedicate to anything.
What about cooking?
Oh, people who know, follow me on social media know, they know Instagram. I'm a pretty good chef.
He's an Instagram cook.
And in fact, I'm trying to get back to my, I have a chef's kitchen now, so.
So at least two of those three classes that you took it helped you out in the future.
Yeah. Okay. Except this wicked witch made me stay, and I would like to substitute the W for the B.
I know.
She made me stay in school for extra damn semester.
You got fleeced.
Well, I mean, she thought she was humbling me. Come on.
She humbled you.
She's probably the only person in the world who's ever really, really, truly humbled me.
Oh, really?
How about that divorce kind of humbled you, didn't you?
I mean, with consequences, you know what I'm saying? Like, women have humbled me throughout life. My ex-wife she's truly humbled me.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
Yeah. I take that back. Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. That's what I'm saying.
So she was the first woman who wanted to really humble me.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, because divorce will humble you.
Right? Oh, I'm a two-time loser. So yeah, I've been humbled.
You've done two bids?
I did two bids.
There will not be a third.
There will absolutely not be a third.
Thank you for learning your lesson.
Yes. And I do not encourage it to anybody.
You're a better man than I am, man.
Yeah, we've been around, Omar. I've heard your words of wisdom to people, and I just second a lot of the things you say. And they don't listen to you. They're not listening.
No, they're not listening.
They're never going to listen.
You think that love thing going to last? Nah.
Buy a house. Get married. Go ahead. Nah, good idea.
No. Nah. Buy a house. You do buy a house. Don't buy it with her. and buy it before you marry her, because then she could squat in it and you got to pay half of it. Don't do that. No. Buy a house, and then you can kick her out. Sorry.
Happy Labor Day, everyone.
Happy Labor Day.
Hurricanes also, a lot talked about running back Damian Martinez transfer from Oregon State. I didn't see that much from him, but then again, everything seemed to be okay. 15 carries, 65 yards, 4.3 a carry. He looks like he's pretty physical, looks pretty good.
What did you want?
I don't know. I wanted everything. I got everything I wanted.
Like, what did you want?
But Cam Ward.
You want to run him into the ground today?
Cam Ward,
yesterday?
I wanted 385 yards, three touchdowns, that interception. Oh, man.
He threw across his body. I mean, I honestly, you did you hear me complain about the throw across the body?
No.
I'm not that prude. I'm a prude when it comes to running because you're putting yourself at risk. Throwing across the body, he's got the arm for it.
Yeah, he's got a strong arm. I like his swagger. Xavier Restrepo, loved him at receiver. I like that touchdown that Jacoby George caught with the scramble and the catch. I don't know. But Damian Martinez, I just wanted more from him, but it's one game and it was fine. It's just, I'm not nitpicking. I'm saying, you know.
I think you're nitpicking.
Okay, I'm just saying, I'm glad to have Damian Martinez on the team. We love you. A little worried about Reuben Bain. Reuben Bain got hurt early in the game, did not play the rest of the game. You're not going to probably see him these next 2 weeks.
They said lower body extremity.
They said a scar tissue, some type of tissue tear or something. I don't know.
Did you say tear?
Tear.
Tear in where?
Tissue? I don't know. They said they said something about a tissue tear or...
A tear is never good.
Okay, well then maybe it wasn't a tear. It was something.
No,
like
don't
tissue.
Say tear.
Okay. They said it's nothing to worry about.
No, it's always something to worry about.
I worry about it.
Yeah, no, it's always something to worry about.
They kept him out of the whole game, and it's going to keep him out for 2 weeks.
It's easy if you guys just do your Googles. You know that, right?
Well, what's the Google say?
Google says Reuben Bain is star pass rusher out with a soft tissue.
Soft tissue injury, which is, okay, that's a... Was
one to 2 weeks.
Leg, lower body soft tissue injury? Mm-hmm. Okay, so he's got a hamstring or a calf or quadricep strain.
Mm.
Yeah, it's on him and Damari Brown. Were both.
See, this and this is why I was complaining about the injury reports. Like, NCAA, step your game up.
They will.
No, they won't. While. No, I'm sorry. No, what's the excuse? You want to police and patrol people for extra benefits before we started taking money? Like, you out here acting like you the popo. Popo these programs that... supposedly answer to you and make these conferences come up with a goddamn an injury report. Like, it's a lot of gamblers out here.
Well, someone think about the gamblers.
The gamblers make your game go. I'm wise enough to know what makes my game go. Half of the stuff I do is injury report stuff. You know why? Because gamblers care.
Yeah, they care about that.
Gamblers want to know. They want to know why Tyreek hasn't caught a ball in 2 weeks.
Mm.
They want to know why Jalen Waddle is wearing a red jersey. Mm. They need to know. Does not it impact your gambling?
It would, yes.
Okay, well, you think Reuben Bain doesn't impact? Well, not against FAMU. But you think Reuben Bain doesn't impact
FAMU,
the gamblers?
Guys.
Absolutely.
Reuben Bain for FAMU.
What did you say?
You don't need Reuben Bain for FAMU.
That's what I'm saying. I mean, I said not against FAMU.
Oh,
but
Ball State.
Well, that's probably why he's not playing the next 2 weeks.
Hey, don't sleep on Ball State now. Ball State can get you. Damn, you got you.
Get me what? Get me what?
Listen, you high and mighty now.
Get me what?
You high and mighty now. You a high and mighty Kane now. You ain't been for 2 months, two decades.
You're right. Look.
For 2 decades, you ain't been in anything.
We haven't been ish in a while, right?
Yes.
So listen, and I'm hearing how these people talk. That's why it's pissing me off. Like, oh, you got like somebody just texted. We just spoke a whole hour on the Canes, and then they're acting like, oh, the big Canes won a big win, have a big win. And I'm like, they have a big win, but is Florida really the same Florida?
It don't matter. It don't matter. That's a rivalry. That's a rivalry.
Okay.
So it don't matter. I want to run up the score.
I get that. I get that.
I hate them Gators.
We get that.
I'm a Gator hater.
I get that. All right, Gator hating everything. But it ain't like this the same Gators. But you win.
It don't matter.
Okay.
So rub it in their face. So if they had won, we would be doodle-faced Canes.
I'd be desolate right now.
But everybody's poking their chest out.
Yeah.
Heavy, right?
Yeah. Yes, yeah, they are. Yeah.
Okay.
Well, it's nice
But I think also, it's not just that we won. We got a stud.
That's the reason why I'm poking, because I'm like, you got a guy. When you have that guy, it's,
yeah, yo, it's like five teams in the nation got a guy, and you got that guy.
You got one of them. It's like, yeah, you know that every game you're going into, you're like, we definitely got a shot because you got that guy.
Yeah, we used to think we had that guy in Van Dyke too, by the way.
Freshman year.
And that was good.
After that freshman year.
Yeah, I mean, it happens. But sometimes you regress.
But another guy who can't move.
Yeah, sometimes things don't go your way. Sometimes coaching, you know, you regress. I wonder how he's doing at Wisconsin.
You know. How did Wisconsin do this past weekend? I think they won, but they might have.
Can y'all believe football is back?
I love it, man.
I gave my girl.
We on cruise control. Oh, you gave your girl.
Go on.
I gave my girl and my side chick the 1 week notice.
Your girl and your side chick.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. Oh, because if the Jets win, I'm with the girl. The Jets lose, I'm with the side chick.
You keep a stable.
Oh,
man.
Yeah, bro. Yeah, somebody's got to get this winnings and losings. Yeah, they got to lose it. Somebody's got to hear my tears. And if we win, somebody's got to hear my celebration. So, therefore, yes, they got the 1 week.
Somebody
got
to feel your pain?
Somebody's got to feel my pain or feel my joy.
So, hold on. Your girl, who feels your pain?
Side chick.
The side chick? Because what? You don't want your girlfriend to feel the pain? She might want to feel the pain.
Nah, she doesn't. Nah, she doesn't want to
feel the pain. She don't want to feel the pain?
She feels the joy. She gets the joy.
She gets the joy?
She gets
okay.
The joy.
She might want the pain.
Nah, because the side chick's going to console you very well after your team loses. Your girl, not so much.
No, okay.
Interesting.
I might want to reverse roles then. Mm-hmm. I'm just saying. You might want to think about
that. Show your more sensitive side.
Yeah.
This is what I love about the Canes fans right now. See, because they feel like they're on top of the world. So Canes fans are like, FSU and Gator and FAMU are like Omar this morning. Salty and sour. See, this is what it is.
Why am I salty and sour? Oh, okay. All right.
Oh, another guy. Same guy. We got that guy in Miami, and it's not Tua, Omar.
I thought we have a guy
Stop.
On both Tua and Cam Ward.
Yeah.
I tell you this right
we're
now.
We're QB, not you. We're QB City.
If you ask Dolphins fans who are Canes fans, which we probably, you know, we hope most of the Pete fans in South Florida, both University of Miami and Dolphins fans, I tell you right now, most of these fan base will take Cam Ward over Tua right now. No BS.
Okay, one game. No.
Stop.
No, I know Cam.
Cam Ward would have entered the NFL as probably a third round pick. Stop.
Tua was the fifth overall pick.
Stop.
He's now one of the highest.
You asked the fan base.
Stop.
Okay. Right now.
Stop.
If they're both a Dolphin and Canes fan, which quarterback they believe in more? I guarantee you. There'll be more that says Cam Ward.
Let us know. It's better
over here. Now at T-Mobile, get four 5G phones on us and four lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phones via 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on a required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.
Struggling with mental health shouldn't be the norm. At Mindful Therapy Group, we specialize in connecting you with compassionate therapists to find the perfect fit for you. Mindful Therapy Group accepts most health insurances. Visit mindfultherapygroup.com to start your mental health journey today.
Hey, it's Mark Schler with the Stinkin' Truth Podcast. The NFL season is in full swing, and I'll be here to break down all the action like no one else can. Follow and listen to the Stinkin' Truth Podcast on your free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
No, 305-567-0560. Back with that next here on the Joe Rose Show, 560 WQ.
And the winner is Hov, my man. Speech. First of all, I want to thank my connect.
I want to thank Cam Ward for making me feel good this Labor Day. All you got to know is we got two good quarterbacks right here in Miami. Tua Tagovailoa, good quarterback. Cam Ward, good quarterback. Didn't say Cam Ward's going to win the Heisman. Didn't say Tua's going to win the Super Bowl, but they're good. Real good. But still, the book is unwritten. Unfinished business. Still got a lot to go with that. Omar Kelly joining us. Vladimir Louisson. I am Dan Day.
The Texans, Texas are going with Cam, bro.
They're going with Cam? One person kind of got mad. They said, Tua is a billion times better than Ward. Not even close. It's ridiculous debate and even insulting.
I asked you both the question from the 954. If you had to wager your house on a Miami football team this season, who goes further, the Canes or the Dolphins?
Yeah, I couldn't tell you. It's too early.
385 yards for Cam's college debut. Wasn't Cam's college debut. Was his Miami debut.
He started at, for those who don't know the Cam Ward story, he started at FCS school, Incarnate Word. Then he transferred to Washington State. Now he's transferred to Miami.
Okay, so it's 385 yards for Cam's Miami debut. How much did Tua have in his college debut? Well, I mean, his college debut was what, that one throw to it? No.
Second half of the national championship.
Well, that's what everybody remembers, but he probably played in some games early that year. Because, I mean, Alabama's blowing out teams as well. So, but one throw and gets credit for Jalen Hurts' shine after that injury.
Jalen Hurts didn't get injured. He got pulled.
He got pulled. He didn't get hurt.
Yeah, he didn't get hurt.
He got pulled.
Hurt his pride. Never saw the field again. Well, at Alabama.
All right, now 786, relax. Bring Georgia next week. We will whoop you. You see, this is what I'm talking about. This is what I'm talking about. Like, relax.
I like that. Bring Georgia next week.
561, Tua is made for Mike's system, but I like Cam Ward's abilities better.
I think, like I said, I think that we have two good quarterbacks in Miami. I think Tua is good, and I think Cam Ward is good. I'm happy with that right now. I don't want to try to detract from either of the guys. Neither of the guy has done anything to detract from my liking of them. Tua was perfect in his five passes in the preseason. And Cam Ward was as good as advertised in the first game.
786. Yes, I believe Cam is better than Tua. 7 points in a playoff debut. Gonna need more. A lot more.
Stop.
I'm just saying.
Stop.
Listen. I just read what these people are reading. I get the sense of the fans.
One game.
You know, I check the temperature.
A guy who came to UM because he wasn't going to be drafted in the top 50 selection. That's why he's at UM and the million. Million and change, because it's not just a million.
We also have two highly paid quarterbacks here in South Florida.
Yeah, one's highly paid. One makes $47 million, one makes a million and change.
Okay, I'll take it.
Yeah. You take what, 47 or the
I'll
one?
I'll take whatever you want to give me. if you give me a dollar to go get us some potato chips out the machine, I'll take that right now.
Man, do you see how expensive that machine is?
$1.10. I don't buy anything because, you know, I don't eat all that stuff.
But you know how you go to the store now? And you remember when we was kids?
Oh, quarter.
Quarter. The corner lady store. Man, what is it? You paying a dollar for the chips that used to be 25 cents is now a dollar.
Wise. Those Wise chips are no more. Yeah. It's unwise to get them now.
I feel like old man complaining about inflation. Like, what's going on here?
Remember when you just needed 75 cents was enough to get a soda out of the vending machine?
I'm just thankful. 75, 50 cents.
It was 50 cents for a long time.
It was 70, to get the
remember when they used to sell? Remember when they used to sell a Krispy Kreme donuts for a quarter at school?
Mm-hmm.
What is it now? They give a dollar for a donut?
More than a dollar. It's like.
No, I'm just saying. What?
$1.50, like, $2 now?
Goodness gracious, it's getting expensive. Life.
It's the world, man. Oh, I was told you I went to Jane's Addiction at Hard Rock Casino, and I was walking by, and some of the people that work at Funky Buddha, where I'll be tonight for trivia, were there. And the guy, I thought he was messing with me, goes, could I interest you in a $20 beer? And I go, like, he wasn't joking.
Damn, they really ripping Tua here, man. 305, any of us could quarterback Bama, and now Tua continues to have studs up front.
Okay. Cam is a pure talent. Cam is a pure talent. I don't know if he's better than Tua. There was people saying tank for Tua. There's no one saying crash for Cam. Although he did play pretty darn good this weekend. Might want to think about that. I'm just happy to have both. Can we be happy? Can we be happy?
We finally have quarterbacks in this town, and hopefully we can keep them healthy. Because I fear that that's the concern for both.
I love the U. Mm-hmm. I love the Dolphins. You could be in my situation. Or you could be a Florida State fan, even worse. But LSU last night went in there and got taken care of by USC. It's deflating to lose the first game of the season. It's deflating. So it feels good. Florida State gets another chance tonight.
Didn't they? Yeah. I feel bad for them because
Why?
You started the year, you take an L.
Yeah.
Then you got to get right back on the horse.
Yeah, and everybody's watching.
Right back on the horse in front of a nationally televised audience. And these college teams, I think a lot of it is maturity because they can't handle the hangover. They just can't.
Right.
The kids, you know, the girls, they not putting out like they used to. It's you know, your college professors might ask you to actually do your work. Like, you know, the check's not rolling in as much as it used to when you win. It's tough life when you're a college kid.
Speaking of old timers and stuff like that, there was a day when you used to have to go to class. I hear that the college athletes now, they don't even step on campus. It's all correspondence.
Online.
Correspondence. That's what I heard. I don't know.
Yeah. I think that's new college. I think that's everybody. Like I've met somebody who literally she never stepped foot in her class and she's working on her master's. I'm like, huh? Like what?
Yeah.
Like, huh?
Ah, man. You know what?
I don't know. if you could hustle it and make it work, go ahead. Now AI is doing all the work for these people. So.
That's true. Yeah, they have people around here writing headlines and using AI. I'm like, you can't write a simple headline? They're like, oh, it's easier just to put in a few keywords and let the AI do it. I was like, I don't know about that.
You might need to teach me how to do that because I don't even like my headline writing.
Man. So you weren't a big headline guy? You were more of a writer.
No, we have to write headlines now.
Oh, you do?
Back in the day, yeah.
They used to have headline writers.
Yeah, exactly. And no, those jobs don't exist anymore. So they cut out the middleman.
I remember the first time I went to a TV station and they were like, oh, yeah, we don't do cameraman, reporter anymore.
You're
a one-man band. And I was like, okay, it's fine. But, like, there was old-timers, people that had been in the business, like, I can't do that. Mm-hmm. I have no idea.
There's a young man in Palm Beach. And when they come, he's his cameraman. He's his in-front on-air talent. And he's a shooter, too. Yeah. And he produces it all. Yeah. That's the new business. And in journalism, think about, not to educate people on this, but I went to school and I had to choose a sequence. We had broadcast, radio, magazine, and writing. I chose newspaper. All. Radio.
Yeah. I'll do it all.
Shoot pictures, shoot video, produce, cut up reels, produce audio for mm-hmm. podcasts. Like, you got to know it all. Teach yourself everything.
Yeah. And that's in any field that you want to go
into. That's in any field. Not in everybody. AI is about to put everybody out of a job.
So you mean we can just live a life of luxury and not worry about anything and AI is going to take care of it all?
Yeah, of course.
Okay, good.
Yeah.
I feel a lot better. Why are we working on Labor Day again?
I don't know.
That's because the Canes won.
What is Labor Day?
It's a day that you have off from labor.
Touch me. I'm hurt.
We know Odell Beckham Jr.
No, he's not practicing.
River Craycraft not practicing.
No, River is on IR. Going to miss probably the first 8 games of the season.
8 games?
Yes, sir.
What about Malik Washington? Give me some good news.
He's okay.
Okay,
he's a rookie.
He seems kind of electric in the preseason.
No, 1 game. Don't oversell it.
I didn't think he was going to make the team. To be honest with you, Omar.
Yeah, Eric Uzagama didn't though.
Yeah. Well,
that was a surprise.
And we'll tell you when we're right and we're wrong. And some of the things I get dead on, some things I get dead wrong. I thought they were going to keep Eric Ezukama and cut Malik Washington. But then when I heard Eric Ezukama mm-hmm. was injured again, I said, enough's enough. We have to cut him. And then we started getting thinner and thinner at wide receiver. And I said, oh, we're going to have to keep Malik Washington.
Yes. And they said, no. Yeah. It's interesting to see what they did. They said, no, we're not going to keep Malik Washington. And I was like, oh, damn.
Cut him?
Not Malik Washington, Eric Uzukama, but he's back.
Yeah.
He's back.
I've seen him do a lot of good stuff in the preseason, but I've never seen him do anything really in the regular season.
We'll see. We'll see. And there's a new guy, Greg DeBose.
Mm-hmm.
So he's supposedly tough, supposedly has gunner ability. So let's see what's happening.
That wide receiver room got me wondering. I thought it was going to be so deep this year. So many players. Now I'm wondering who's going to play. Who's Tua going to throw it to? Oh, you got Devon Achan, Raheem Mostert, Jalen Wright. Use them.
Yeah. No, they'll have tight ends.
Jonnu Smith.
Jonnu Smith, Durham Smite. Tanner Connor. I think Tanner is going to be working a little bit at receiver this week. Tanner made the 53. Props to him. He was one of my top performers in training camp before he got injured.
All right.
That performance that you saw in Atlanta, that was him all
camp. That's real. That's real.
That's real.
Okay.
That was him all camp.
What did they get under? They caught him under the shoulder pads or something, like in the ribs or in the side somewhere?
I can't remember. I don't even.
There were so many injuries in preseason.
Yeah, that's a good thing that you mentioned that, because I need to check on what that injury is.
So many injuries in preseason. We're going to wrap up the show next on a positive note. The U, they won. The Dolphins, they're getting started. It's going to be good. It's a Labor Day here on the Joe Rose Show, 560 WQAM.
Yesterday's price is not today's price.
Happy Labor Day from the Joe Rose Show. Not from Joe Rose. He's off today. Omar Kelly, Vladimir Lusov.
He's not putting in labor on Labor Day.
That's a surprise, though. Joe's usually the hardest working person in the business.
Hey, man, that was week zero. He has to pace himself because this is a long NFL
season. No, this was week one.
No, that was week zero. Oh, yeah, we're at week one today, but it doesn't really start till Wednesday.
Oh, you're talking about NFL.
I know I'm about to head to practice.
Why are they practicing today on Labor Day? Yes, they are. That's
why you know I don't know. Going to be a playoff winning team this year.
Yeah.
I think every team's practicing on Labor Day. So let's relax.
I'm just worried saying. About
our team. Let's relax. Let's.
I'm worried about our team.
Show me your Jets practicing today. I don't know.
No, they're not practicing today.
Exactly.
Because they have a Monday night game.
Ooh, okay.
We're special.
How'd that work out last year?
We won.
Seems like you didn't, though.
I mean, yeah, that was a win. That was actually a loss.
The bitterest win ever.
There's some wins that you look at and it's like, eh.
I'd rather have lost
and just kept the player.
Right. Sometimes it's like white men can't jump. Sometimes you win, but you really lose. Sometimes you lose, but you really win. like pulling out a white men can't jump reference right there. From the original White Man Can't Jump. I haven't seen the remake yet, but Jack Harlow's awesome. Much love. Dolphins got practice today. Mike McDaniel, he's going to be speaking?
Yes, he will be speaking at 10:30. I'm sure he'll be asked about his extension. Congratulations to him. I'm not even thinking about it. I'm not worried about it. The last two coaches that got extensions, they got fired that same year.
All right, so you're so...
Listen, I'm like, why do I care about that man's extension?
No, listen, you kept it a buck, but I'm just like, damn, why you got to say it like that?
I'm not saying he's in the same situation, but people act like, okay, this is a victory lap. The last two guys that got extension got fired the same year.
But let me ask you this.
Uh-huh.
It's a tie-in. It's a marriage. Like we said earlier when we started the show, this is a marriage. It's obviously.
Marriages go left. Tua can say, I don't like you no more, and leave.
Nah,
Tua to step out on him. I'm just saying.
Really?
Crazy things happen.
If anybody's going to step out on the other one, it would probably be Mike.
Mike could fall in love with Trey Lance tomorrow.
Not a Trey Lance. Stop. Nobody wants five. Nobody wants five.
Look how they did Jimmy Garoppolo. They Trey Lance Jimmy Garoppolo.
Yeah, porno Jimmy had to go.
Yeah, and then Trey got done by Brock Purdy. You never know. Mike could fall in love with Skylar tomorrow. You never know.
Comes from that coaching tree.
Remember the star of the. See, that's the thing, though. From that coaching tree, I always say the quarterback is really Kyle Shanahan. He wants to be the star. He wants to be the headline.
No, that's Adam Gase.
No,
that's not the
same.
That's
Kyle Shanahan. Because you know why? They had any type of quarterback, they would be a Super Bowl champion right now.
No, they made it to the. Come on, man. Only two quarterbacks in the NFL have had 100 pass rating for the last two seasons. Their names are Tua Tagovailoa and Brock Purdy. Put some respect on Purdy's name, man. Put some respect. I think they are an awesome team with an awesome roster. Will they be a different team if Trent Williams does not practice? Yes, they will. Absolutely. No question about it. So does not play in the season opener? Yes, they will. Are they a different team when they got? But they made it to the Super Bowl without the running back.
Who? McCaffrey?
Yeah.
Yeah.
They made it before without the running back.
Their quarterback was Porno Jimmy. Okay, and he couldn't make that throw to Emmanuel.
Just because the man like porno, don't why are you porn like doing porn stars? Why you gotta call him Porno Jimmy?
Because that's a good nickname.
If you were in a position to do porn stars, I don't know if I would though.
I have. It's all right. I lived in San Fernando Valley in LA, but it's okay. But nonetheless, all right. Didn't he have the guy on the third down like that throw to Emmanuel Sanders?
They had the lead in this game. They had the lead in.
They've had the lead the last two times they've been in the Super Bowl, and they haven't.
And they got Mahomes.
Okay, and that's the reason.
That's when you the difference.
Have, when you have the guy.
Yeah, how many people got the guy? Name. Tell me how many people got
there's
the guy.
There's a team, Kansas City.
Minus other one. Than Kansas City? Because we got to stop talking about 15 like he's with the rest of us.
Yeah.
15 is in
how
another
how many people
world.
Got the guy? Josh, Lamar. I'll even give you your Rodgers, even though he's
Burrow.
Old. No. I'll let it ride.
Stop with the let it ride. How are you going to say Josh Allen? You're not going to say Burrow when Burrow busts his ass all the time.
Joe Burrow has been healthy for like half of his career.
So is Tua.
No, Tua's played more games.
Oh, good?
Yes, Tua has played more games than Joe Burrow.
Okay, man.
And on top of that, Tua's missed games because his coach was hating on him. I'm just saying. So,
how many teams have the guy? And I have another answer to that. But I mean, there's only like five or six.
Yeah. I mean, those I don't know if we got five. Would you put Dak on that list?
No, I'm not putting.
Would you put Jared Goff on that list? Would you put Matt Stafford? You put Jared Goff
I'm
on that list?
I'm definitely putting Matt Stafford on it. You're okay. A Super Bowl champion. You got ring protection.
Matt Stafford. Okay, so we got Matt Stafford. So we got Lamar. We got four now. So do we Josh, is the what's the final vote on Josh? And what about Stroud?
No, not putting Stroud in. Come on, man. It's just one year.
The jury's still out.
It's 1 year.
It's good.
I mean, Cam Ward only one game. We're good. I love him. He's our guy, Heisman Trophy. But Stroud 1 year, not enough.
Okay. Are we putting Goff on there? Yes or no?
He's been to a Super Bowl and been to two NFC Championship games with two different organizations.
No,
I might put him in.
What about Herbert?
No, we're not putting Herbert in.
Okay.
But the question is,
so Goff is the final line.
Can we put Tua in?
Yes.
No, absolutely not. Tua has not played big enough in the biggest moments. No,
okay.
Absolutely not.
I like him.
I like him too, but he has not been clutch at all. He's got two clutch performances his whole career. No.
Tua?
Yeah.
Two clutch performances?
Mm-hmm.
Name the two clutch. Lamar against Baltimore in week two?
And then and Carolina the his rookie year.
What about the Bills?
Yo, fam.
He didn't win.
No, fam. He did beat the Bills that same year as the Raiders.
Week three.
I guess he was.
You don't remember
the concussion
Ken
game.
Dorsey slamming things against the wall and the glass and everything?
That was when
concussion
Josh Allen ran out of steam.
That's
and
the concussion
the
number one
down.
Game. That's the concussion number one game.
Yes. Where his hip hurt him. Or what would he say?
Did he win that game?
Yeah, he won that game.
Why do you think Ken Dorsey was slamming his iPad all over the place?
You were 3-0, and everybody was on the Dolphins' fins, and everybody was saying the Dolphins are the number one team in the league. I remember RG3 saying that, and then...
Dolphins been the number one team
then
in the league
four
for
games,
a minute.
Then 4 days later...
back when they played Baltimore, they
Cincinnati
were the number one
decided
team
to dump two on his head, and Cincinnati. Then that was the the whole concussion thing. But that was so long ago because it's $167 million
later.
Yeah,
and if he keeps scrambling like Cam Ward, he might be right back there.
So staying positive, everyone's getting their contract extension, at least weapons-wise, for the Dolphins. Does that relate to a happier team with more wins and more success, or does that just say you got bigger pockets?
Money makes everybody happy.
So maybe that means more...
Stability.
Stability, happiness.
No, I don't
play
know
play a little bit
happiness.
Better.
Let's see what happens when they win.
We just, this is the craziest part of the season. It's like, we just don't know what's going to happen with the Dolphins. And even though we saw
no,
how
you
good
do.
The...
You do know what's going to happen to the Dolphins. What's crazy about the season is that it's not about September, October, November. It's about December. That's the look, right? Am I lying?
Nope.
I'm not lying. Like, nope. Basically, you're waiting. You're
but
watching.
You don't know if they're going to fall apart in December.
You don't know if they're going to fall apart in December because you don't know what they're going to do in September and October and November, but...
They got to set themselves up.
If we go by recent history, they did very well to start the season.
Falling apart.
And then falls apart towards the end.
I don't know if they're going to start that well this year, but we'll see.
Once again, we're saying we don't know. Stop. We don't know what's going to happen.
And we don't know. That's why you play the game.
Yes, exactly. We've talked about question marks on this team. And same thing with the Miami Hurricanes. Even though you had a really great win, how good is the Gators?
They stink.
Okay, so how good are we really? Is Cam Ward going to be this great all year long? 385 yards in the first game.
And they got weapons. I'm more excited about the Kings than I am about the Dolphins.
I'm excited about both.
Though I do think Miami, both teams will make the playoffs.
Okay.
Of their respective sports.
If you tell me that now and it happens, I'm happy with that. Although the Dolphins need to win a playoff game this year.
Right, which is why
although it's
Omar,
a three-year plan.
Now that he gets the contract extension, does he have I don't want to say, I guess the best word would be house money, because I thought the pressure was to win. You know, we got to be, we're going to start every meeting at 24 of the hour.
That was fake.
That was all for media, right?
That was fiction.
That was all for the fan base, right?
I don't write things I don't believe, and I never wrote that.
Mm. So I'm just asking you, with this now, him getting an extension, is there really a necessary for him to win a playoff game this year?
Yeah, no, it wasn't necessary to begin with. It's necessary for him to have this team still on the trajectory of going upwards, still on the trajectory of developing and progressing and putting themselves where the 49ers are. And keep in mind, the 49ers are still progressing upwards. They haven't won it yet because they can't get past Patrick Mahomes, but they need to continue to build. And this team needs to continue to build. Now, do I think that they – am I going to sit here and say, oh, they got to play well in December and January? No, I'm not going to say that. Oh, they got to win a playoff game. No, I'm not going to say that. What I'm going to say is I need progression. I need continued progression, development, progression. And we'll see what happens. Because, hell, for all we know, Tua could be out in December, and then what? We don't know.
Progression?
You got Skyler.
You say progression, but they don't have to win a playoff game to show progression? They have to win something?
No, you don't have to win something. You just have to continue to progress.
You went 9-8 in his first year and got to the playoffs and lost a competitive game in a wild card against the Bills with Skyler, by the way.
Mm-hmm.
Then you two-game improvement last season. Uh-huh. Had a chance to be the number one seed. Okay, you lost that to Baltimore. Had a chance to win the AFC East and not have to go to cold-ass Kansas City.
Lost that to Buffalo.
You lost that.
Mm-hmm.
What else progression can they go? If they won 12-5, you're expecting more than, making a playoff.
What's
you're
progression?
Expecting
what's progression? What's
AFC
progression? You're
game.
Asking me what is progression? Sounds like that's what you're asking.
Yes, what is progression after two seasons?
Maybe 12 wins. What is progression? Maybe they win the AFC East for the first time. I can't sit here and tell you that they're going to win their first round because, hell, for all I know, they might face the Kansas City Chiefs. And might be staring Patrick Mahomes staring you in the face, not even in Kansas City, but on your home turf. You never know how the NFL season's going to go. Or what about if it's Lamar Jackson first round and Lamar put that thing on you? Like, you don't know. What if you're injury riddled, you lose all your defensive pass rushers, you lose your starting cornerback, you lose your starting inside linebacker, you lose your top offensive running back, you lose your second best wide receiver, you lose your entire interior offensive line. What if that happens to you in December? Can I guarantee you that, oh man, this is such a disaster because they fell apart in December? Like, they ain't had nothing to play with. Just because they rolled people out there on the field, that doesn't mean they shot Raheem up and put him on the field. That doesn't mean he's good and ready to go. Like, I hate that mentality that people have. Like, oh, this Dolphins team, they crapped themselves in December. Yeah, they fell apart physically. They did.
But
now they're the oldest team in the NFL. Do I expect them to fall apart physically again? Pretty much.
But like this great philosopher in the 21st century says, Dan Day, everybody gets hurt in the NFL.
Yeah, they do.
So if they're, you know, it wasn't like Kansas City was going there like
it
fully
depends
healthy
on,
or Buffalo or
yeah,
all these
but
other
can
teams.
Did Kansas City lose their key players? Nope. Nope.
What do you mean? They didn't have to lose key players. They had players that was, you know, losing balls, dropping balls,
okay,
dropping passes, but they still came out to, you know, win. What I'm saying is when you're saying progression, 9 victories, wild card, cool. 11 victories, wild card, cool. Progression, if you get 12 wins, it's not, 12 wins, that's progressing. It's 12 wins and expectations.
Yeah, and then what happens when you play Patrick Mahomes?
Now that's progression. You got to beat him.
You got to beat him.
That would show progression, right?
That would show big-time progression.
It's not digression.
I mean, that's the
it's
Super
not
Bowl.
Regression,
you beat Patrick Mahomes, yeah, you should be in the Super Bowl.
You should be in the Super Bowl.
Yeah, go ahead and beat him, though.
It's easier said than done.
Easier said than done.
I don't have Tom Brady as quarterback.
Easier said, that's what I'm saying. Easier said than done. That's a bad man right there.
Okay, got some good pieces around him, too, so yeah. Well, Omar, you have to get to hear Mike McDaniel's long-winded answers to short
questions. 2 minutes and 30 seconds every – 2 minutes and 30 seconds.
Yeah, okay, so before we go, though, let me get to this real quick. The Joe Rose Show has a chance for you to win tickets to see the Marlins and Dodgers with Shohei Ohtani at Lone Depot Park on September 19th. You want to give away some tickets right now, Vlad?
I guess.
What caller do you want, since you're taking the calls?
What's Shohei's number? Is it 17?
Shohei Ohtani. He is number 17 designated hitter. You can take that 17th caller?
Yeah, I'll take the 17th caller.
All right, B, caller number 17, and you might just win. To purchase Marlins tickets, go to marlins.com. So call in right now. Caller number 17 could win tickets to the Marlins and the Dodgers to see Shohei Ohtani. And who knows, Connor Norby? No Vidal Brujan. He got hurt, so we don't want anything with him. Nonetheless, call in right now. Of course, if you do want tickets, once again, marlins.com. Omar Kelly, he's off to Dolphins practice. He's been a ray of sunshine all day long.
Negative Nancy, man. Jesus. I was bad.
Cam Ward's winning the Heisman. Canes are making the playoffs.
Tua for MVP?
Tua for MVP. Dolphins winning the playoffs. They're going to defeat Patrick Mahomes, Travis Kelce, Taylor Swift in round whatever of the playoffs they do possibly meet. And we're going to be with you every step of the way. From my cousin, Vladimir Lusson, I am Dan Day. This is the Joe Rose Show on 560 WQAM.